From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Anguish in Bahrain's capital after police attacked anti-government protesters, killing three. More than 200 people were reportedly wounded in battles between the demonstrators and police. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports on the latest to unfold in Manama.
The police and military are in control of large patches of Manama, the capital of Bahrain, right now. They're especially concerned with main highways and roads leading in and out of the capital city towards some of the Shiite villages. There have been reports of isolated clashes, both at the Salmiya hospital compound, where many demonstrators and relatives of the casualties had gathered most of the day. Also some incidents coming in, filtering in from the villages themselves.
NPR's Peter Kenyon reporting. The protests in Bahrain and other parts of the Middle East and North Africa were inspired by recent uprisings in Egypt and Tunisia. Protesters are back out at the Wisconsin Capitol, where lawmakers are preparing to vote on a measure that would strip away most collective bargaining rights for public employees. Many teachers are picketing, forcing more than two dozen schools to stay closed another day in the state. A White House plan to invest heavily in education takes center stage in President Obama's trip to California today. NPR's Mara Liasson reports that Mr. Obama is set to discuss his technology and innovation agenda with a group of business leaders.
Some of the biggest names in high tech will meet with the president for a private dinner tonight, which the White House says is not a fundraiser. The CEOs who are coming include Apple's Steve Jobs, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, Google's Eric Schmidt, and GE's Jeffrey Immelt. Immelt also is head of the president's Council on Jobs and Competitiveness. As the battle heats up with Republicans on Capitol Hill over the budget, the president has been stressing the areas where he wants to spend more, or as he puts it, invest. And that includes technology and education. Before he leaves, he'll hold bipartisan talks at the White House with members of Congress about reauthorizing the No Child Left Behind education law. The White House says the president wants to revise the law to make it more flexible. Mara Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
With people paying more for food and gas, we're seeing a jump in general consumer prices. Today, the Labor Department announced a 0.4% increase in January. Take out food and energy as factors, and the core price index is still up 0.2%. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 7 points at 12,295 in trading of over a billion shares. NASDAQ up 5 at 2,831. And the S&P 500 also up 2 points at 1,338. This is NPR News. More Americans are putting in for unemployment again, a week after first-time claims dropped to the lowest level in nearly 3 years. The Labor Department saw the numbers rise by more than expected 25,000 to 410,000. Anything below 425,000 is still considered a sign of modest job growth, and it's well below where applications were in March of 2009 when their number hit over 650,000. Anyone seriously looking to buy a home may be that much more encouraged by news that mortgage rates are down this week. The mortgage giant Freddie Mac says the average has been around 5% for 30-year fixed-rate loans and just over 4.25% on 15-year loans. After the White House released its $3.7 trillion budget for the next fiscal year, Treasury yields dipped and mortgage rates fell. Britain is liberalizing its approach to gay unions. As Larry Miller reports from London, one change is in effect now. The other, legally recognized gay marriage, may be the next step.
In permitting places of worship to carry out civil partnership ceremonies for gay, lesbian, and transgender people, the government says it wants greater equality. It's also starting a consultation process on whether to permit gay marriage. Both moves are concerning some religious groups. Hotels in the UK have been successfully prosecuted for refusing to let gay couples share a bedroom, and some Christian groups are concerned they'll one day be forced to carry out gay partnership and marriage ceremonies. The government promises this won't happen. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
U.S. stocks still gaining ground with the Dow up 7. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.
Support for